This two-minute lesson is brought to you by the Barberton Church of Christ, the peacemakers. In Matthew 5 and in verse 9, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." And so here we examine the pursuits of the peacemakers. First of all, the peacemakers seek reconciliation with God. In 2 Corinthians 5 and in verse 20, Paul pleaded, "Be reconciled to God." Peace between man and God has been made possible through the blood of Jesus. In Ephesians 1, verse 7, we learn that in Him, Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Now, God is not reconciled back unto man, but rather, man back unto God. Secondly, the peacemakers seek peace with all men. Paul penned in Romans 12, 18, "If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men." We all would do well to pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Hebrews 12 and in verse 14. And David said in Psalm 34, 14, "Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." Thirdly, the peacemakers seek to proclaim the gospel of peace. According to Ephesians 6 and verse 15, the Christian is to shod his or her feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The Christian soldier must be ready to share the gospel. In Mark 16, 15, Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And finally, number four, the peacemakers seek to pattern their lives after the Prince of Peace. In places like Isaiah 9 and verse 6 and Luke 19, 10, the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, is said to be the Prince of Peace. In 1 Peter 2 and verse number 21, Peter said, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps." We need more peacemakers in the world today. Let's be sure to do our part in peacemaking.